Wouldn't it be great? I mean, guys, it's been 14 years since one of those.
We're overdue, Joe.
We are overdue. I mean, how great would it be? We come in here on Monday morning and we feel great. Now, listen, it's a sign if they get a miracle that maybe the game was too close.
Yeah. Right. Hopefully they don't need a miracle.
All we need is a blowout.
But, you know, look, those wins in the past were springboards. I mean, the 0-3 Eagles won 9 straight. All right, 215-592-9494 as we broadcast from Borgata today. By the way, one thing football-wise, I got to get off my chest, and we'll get right to the phones. So, the Cleveland Browns, it's a disgrace. If you missed this story yesterday, look, what do I care that they're moving out of Cleveland to go to a nearby town? I don't care. Okay, whatever. But what I do care about is the Cleveland Browns, who, like the Eagles, like the Vikings used to be, like the Bills, there's some teams that there's an identity in this section of the country, meaning the northern part of the United States, where part of your identity is you play games outdoors. Browns announced yesterday they're going to a dome. A dome for the Cleveland Browns. Vikings pulled it off, 40 years ago or something. Never been the same. Never been the same. They've never won a Super Bowl. And look, they didn't win a Super Bowl in the 70s, but they had an identity. Weak. Better never happen in Philly. That's all I'm going to tell you. Better never. Look.
It's going to, Joe. They're,
better like never, yeah. Big ever, ever
Every
happen.
Team is slowly moving towards the dome.
Yeah. Better.
And I hate it.
It better never happen here.
In your lifetime, it will.
You really believe that?
100%. I think the NFL is just too big business for them to have games that are not played in perfect condition.
But that's part of the football.
I understand that. I'm saying the NFL.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I just hate it.
As an organization, we have to hold our ground. We have to
hold our ground. Well, as a fan base, we have to hold our ground.
As a player on the Eagles team, I knew no one else could handle the cold the way that we could. I knew that we were just better, just more accustomed to it, first of all.
The snow game was one of the most fun games I've ever been at in my entire life.
I'm anti-dome, too, but I will give you one thing. After going to Dallas last year and seeing the Eagles game there.
You love it.
No, what I will say, though, is it's 10 times louder in a dome. Like, I'm talking like it's not even in the same hemisphere. Lincoln Financial Field is not close to as loud as a dome. And we talk about being a loud fan base that gets in people's faces and all that. Like, I do think from that perspective, we underrate the value for
well,
a home team.
Well, that's James.
It's
that's
loud on the field if it's outside or if it's inside.
Well, I also didn't like how the link
it's objectively,
was built.
Like, it's
if you remember,
tricky,
the
like
link was not built
science.
Continuously around. It's got those four openings.
Yeah, oh, that it kind of seeps the sound
I hate that.
Out.
And,
yeah.
And the air leaves.
But regardless, I mean, there's a ceiling. Like, it's louder.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is.
No, it's okay. By the way, you know who's up for the Pro Football Hall of Fame? And if he said what he said, the voice of God, John Facenda, would not have been the same in a dome like the Minnesota Vikings in a dome. Part of what made the whole thing work all those years ago was, you know, you see the play, you see Dick Butkus breathing, you know, the cold air in Chicago. I mean, come on! All right, but anyway, Facenda, of course, you know, Philadelphia, and about 40 years after his death, the NFL or the Pro Football Hall of Fame announced yesterday or 2 days ago that Facenda is one of some notables up this year for contributors. And they include some very prominent people from the 70s.
How is he not?
I know, John.
In
it's insane.
I agree. And Howard Cosell and Rune Arledge.
What?
They're Rune not in?
Rune
How
Arledge.
Have these guys slipped through the cracks
I don't
previously?
Know.
This is, wow, geez.
All three of them should be in.
It is about time.
Right?
Man.
All three should be in the Hall of Fame. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to John in Plymouth Meeting. We'll get to our NFL picks soon. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Always great talking to you guys. You make my day at work so much better.
That's good. Thanks.
Well, you make our day at work better, John, so thank you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Sure.
John, congratulations on the girlfriend, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It is awesome. Thank you.
I want to talk about the Phillies. Like, I'm watching the National League Championship Series, and the Dodgers are doing everything that the Phillies didn't do.
Yeah, they're walking.
And it really aggravates me. And the bone thing, first I was like, yeah, he's a good player. But then I see him in the playoffs. I'm like, this is the guy, this is how you're going to act? Like, I wanted him to stay, and now I want him to go. And after listening to Ruben Amar yesterday, when he said one of them's going to go, I believe it's Bones. I really do. But I've been going back and forth with the Bohm issue. But watching this National League Championship Series is really aggravating. You know,
I know.
It's infuriating.
I gotta watch out. Make sure I don't curse. the Dodgers are doing everything that the Phillies couldn't do.
Yeah, I know. All right, John, give us a great answer. Other than watching the Dodgers and the Mets in the playoffs and the Phillies are not, what is irritating?
So I work at Whole Foods Market in Plymouth Meeting. And when I go up to a customer and say, hey, can I help you? And they're on the cell phone and they say, hey, give me a minute. That irritates me.
That would irritate me.
Sure.
Well, here's the thing, John. I'll go both ways on that. I applaud you for taking the initiative as an employee to do the right thing and, hey, can I help you? Mm-hmm. But the person does have the right in a supermarket, as long as they're not disturbing others, to be on the phone. You know, maybe you wait till the person's off the phone to ask that.
Yeah, but you're standing in line and you're on the phone.
Well, that's different.
Can I help?
Okay, no, that you're right.
You tell me to wait.
You're right.
Oh, that's a different case.
That's different. Okay, that's fair. Ooh. Good call.
That is very different.
Yeah.
They're standing in line.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our picks. We do it every Friday at this time. Our picks for week 7, National Football League.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
So picks now, drop of the week coming up shortly. So John and I both went 1-2 last week. I'm 11 and I got it written down here somewhere. I think I'm 11-7 and John's 9-9. Bottom line is I'm up by a couple games after 1-2s last week from both of us. John, your picks this week, give us your first one.
The Patriots are getting 5.5 points against the Jacksonville Jaguars. These are both terrible teams, but it's the Jacksonville Jaguars, and any day Doug is probably going to get canned. It could be this day. The Pats getting 5.5, it's just too big.
I got the same game, same reason. I was shocked by that line.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
it's in
look,
London.
Drake May's a young quarterback. He's probably going to turn the ball over. Maybe that's why they're given such a big line.
I think it's the big lines because they're in London and they spent the week in London, the Jags.
They played in London last week and then they're playing again. James, this would not be America's game of the week, right?
No, this is a don't wake up early for it game.
All right, so we both have that one. Lions getting 1.5 at the Vikings. I know the Vikings are playing incredibly well. I know that Sam Darnold is looking like a new man, but I do think the Lions, with that creativity and that toughness, they can give them more than they're bargaining for. So I'll take the Lions getting 1.5.
All right, so these next two I really don't feel that comfortable with. I don't think it's an easiest slate this week to figure out, but I'm going to go with Baltimore -3.5 at Tampa. I mean, generally, Baltimore a better team. Tampa, not bad. Not bad, but I'm going to go Baltimore with Lamar and Harbaugh. This is kind of like a lean-in and trust Harbaugh moment. Baltimore -3.5 at Tampa.
The Jets got Devontae. Again, last week I felt like it might make a difference that they had a new coach. This week I do think Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams will give you a couple touchdowns.
Well, I need it for my fantasy team. Look, my third pick, I'm going to Cincy. This is like the 10th time this year I picked him, and there's only been 6 or 7 weeks. Cincy at Cleveland. The Browns stink. Bengals aren't that good, but I'm taking Joe Burrow -5.5 against Deshaun Watson, and those are our picks for week number 7. All right.